弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
有一位从中国大陆移民来美国的年轻人，在美国生活了几年之后回国探亲，发现自己对许多事情都不太适应。
After spending some time in America, a young Chinese immigrant went back to China to visit relatives and discovered that many things had started to bother him quite a bit.
特别是对他出国之前自己已经司空见惯了的、不以为然的生活中的小事情，感觉到呢极为的难堪，而且这个事情是他回国之后几乎每天都要面对的。
Especially one thing that he was so used to before due to his daily occurrences and never thought much about it, let alone knowing anything wrong with it.
就是他和父母一块吃饭的时候，他从小到大都没有感觉到有什么异常的。可是这个回去了以后，他却突然发现，他说父母吃饭的时候声音为什么那么大呀？而且一边吃一边大声的说话，还夹杂着有时候一些脏话，哇！
The thing that bothered him the most is that he began noticing that whenever he had meals with parents, they always have a loud noise, and also they talk loudly, and also frequently speak foul languages.
这个儿子心中非常的矛盾，因为他是一位很有孝心的孩子，所以他拿不准怎么张口跟父母谈他这种心中的感受。
It created great internal strife, and because of his respect for his parents, he struggled not knowing how to share his feelings with them.
所以在不得已的情况下呢，他就动用了后现代最有力的一个方法方式，怎么样？把自己这个想法呢放在博客上，征求网友的意见。
Therefore, reluctantly, he blocked his feelings in social media, seeking for advice.
那请问，如果你是这位年轻人的朋友，你会给他支什么招？给他出什么主意啊？
So let me ask you, if you were a friend of this young man, how would you advise him what to do?
下面是几条网友的建议。
So he,
一个说呢，说父母几十年养成的老毛病了，你啊，脸皮就厚一点，忍一忍就算了，出国就那么一段时间嘛。
So here are some of the responses he received. One says,Decades of old habits of the parents should be tolerated and left alone.
那另一个说，儿子，你想教训老子，你反了天了你。他们一辈子养成这样的习惯，你是说不得的，所以你啊，才能曲线救国。
The other one says, son's trying to discipline parents, it's just not right.So, why don't you, you should not touch the lifelong habits of parents. You may approach it in a roundabout way.
所以这个朋友给他建议说，你吃饭的时候拿一个摄像机，你就说新买的摄像机，摄一些场面回去纪念。然后呢，你把它编辑一下，弄点幽默夸张的手段，然后呢，把这个放出来让两位老人来看。
So record the next meal with a video cam and edit it and add some humorous, maybe animation, and then show it to the parents for them to see for themselves.
他说看看两位老人看看他们自己的吃相以后会有什么样的感觉。
Maybe after seeing themselves, the image themselves, it may occur to them some changes are needed.
那还有一个出主意说，你们又不是天天住在一起。作为儿子的跟老人提出来会很尴尬的，怎么样呢？童心无忌，你就让你的孩子们跟爷爷奶奶说，爷爷奶奶说脏话，这样我相信爷爷奶奶会听的。
Yet another one says, well, you don't live with them daily. It will be awkward for you to bring it up. It's not worth it to destroy your relationship. It's best to enlighten them through grandkids, especially those younger ones. A child can say innocently, Grandpa uses foul language, or dirty words. They usually don't take offense at child's babble.
像一个年轻人和自己父母之间有一些沟通，就怕产生责怪，就怕产生不愉快。所以从这件事情可以看出，人与人的关系是否默契，从平常的生活的琐碎事情就可以反映出来。So
usually within the family we try to avoid any conflicts. Therefore, from this example, it becomes clear that there is an intricate relationship among people.
那这种关系，无论是我们的同事、同学、朋友，甚至于自己家人之间，都是一样的。This
intricate relationship can be revealed through daily interactions, no matter it's between colleagues, classmates, friends, or relatives, or alike.
同样在教会。 我们与弟兄姐妹之间的关系是否的默契，更是能够在我们互相搭配的时工中体现出来。大家同意吗？
So is there a close bond between or among church brothers and sisters that we could see from the way we work with each other?
那我想请大家再次翻开新约圣经腓立比书，翻到第一章，从一。 三到一章三到八节这段经文，我们一起来思想，建立友爱关系是教会生活的基础这一个主题。So
let's turn to Scripture Philippians chapter 1 verses 3 to 8 to see how we, what the foundation of our relationship within the church should be.
首先从三到四节来了解保罗与腓立比教会之间所建立的。
So first, we should see from verses 3 and 4 to see the strong affection that Paul has for the church of Philippi.
那如果你手中有圣经，请大家我们看一下第二节。第二节这样讲的：愿恩惠、平安从神我们的父，并主耶稣基督归于你们。So
let's read verse 2 first. It says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这第二节实际上是在所有保罗的13封书信中都出现的一句问安语。So
verse 2, this greeting is quite characteristic and appeared in all of Paul's epistles.
这里强调的是从神而来的恩惠。
Emphasizing the grace and peace are from God.
在一个基督徒的生命中，最能显明他经历神的那个恩惠和平安的证据，就是在他无论怎么样的情况下，或者是经历不同的生命生活的状态下，尤其是那种在艰难困苦的状态下，还能够。 思想还能够从他生命中散发出因为神而来的那种安慰和平安。See
the best testimony of God's grace and peace is to be grateful and remain joyful in different life situations, especially under great hardship.
那这种恩惠和平安的表现呢，就是以感恩和喜乐的心。 面对我们生命生活中所发生的一切事情，包括最最艰难困苦的时光。So
that is to face our hardship, the most difficult time of our lives, with joy and thanksgiving.
那提到这儿，大家可能会想，哇，非常不容易，恩惠的时候。 那我能有感恩喜乐的心，那我遭难的时候，我那个感恩喜乐的心从哪儿来
So it may occur to you that this is by no means easy to do. It's easy to be thankful in good times. How can you be so joyful and be thankful during hardship?
那今天这段经文呢, 其中的保罗就给我们做了一个非常非常好的榜样。
But today, in this scripture, a passage, Paul has set example before us.
你看第四节, 他说, 每逢为你们众人祈求的时候, 常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Verse 4 says, in all my prayers for you, all of you, I always pray with joy.
我想请大家用一种身临其境的这种心情来体会一下保罗的他的思想境界。
So if we could put ourselves in Paul's shoes, then we begin to understand what he's talking about in his situation.
如果身处保罗的处境来思想的话, 就会发现保罗在写腓立比书时, 充满了这一篇里边的喜乐喜乐, 是别有一番滋味的。
There's a special meaning when you understand what kind of condition Paul was in when he wrote the epistle to the church at Philippi.
那请问保罗是在什么样的处境下写腓立比书的?
So under what condition did Paul write this epistle to the church of Philippi?
或者说他在什么地方写的腓立比书,大家?
Or where did he write this letter?
记得吗?
Do you remember?
被关押在罗马的监狱里边。
He wrote it in Roman prison.
我不知道大家有没有失去自由的那种经历, 或者是陷于一种非常非常难的一种困境中的经历。
I don't know if you had the experience of losing your freedom or at least got stuck in certain predicament.
处在那种所谓当时对我们来讲可能是无望的一种特别境况中, 那人最容易做的是什么事情?
So under a condition that caused despair, what's the easy thing to do then?
在那个时候可能对我们来讲最自由的事情呢, 就是回忆, 就是做梦。
Maybe the easiest thing for us to do is to reminisce or daydream.
可能最多是回忆自己生命中、生活中所经历那些美好的时光, 那些幸福的回忆, 常常呢, 会在脑海中重复的出现。
So maybe we'll try to remember the best times of our lives, the wonderful experiences that we had, that usually come up.
那我想问弟兄姐妹们, 保罗身在监狱中, 他的这种欢喜, 他这种喜乐的源头来自于哪里?
So what was the source of Paul's joy during his imprisonment?
在东方那个国度里边, 在我们许多人头脑里边, 会有这么一种信念, 叫什么呀? 叫革命的乐观主义精神, 是不是?
Was it due to an eternal optimistic outlook of life?
是因为这种精神呢, 还是因为一种无奈的黄连树下弹琴苦中作乐的心态?
Or was he just trying to make the best out of a horrible situation?
那我们翻一翻新约圣经, 从使徒行传中对保罗的记载和从保罗他的十三封书信中的字里行间的记载, 我们可以清楚地看到, 福音, 是保罗生命中唯一的热忱。
So from the various recordings of Paul's activities in the book of Acts, and from his words in his epistles, we can see that preaching the gospel was his only passion in his life.
所以他的情感直接受福音成果的影响。比如说他在写腓立比书的时候，他想到腓立比书，想到腓立比教会的信徒。
Therefore, his emotions or feelings are only affected by the result of his gospel mission ministry.
腓立比教会是一个广传福音健康成长的教会。
See, the church of Philippi was established by Paul and it was a strong mission-minded church. And Paul kept a very close relationship with it.
腓立比教会长期与保罗保持着亲密的关系。
So Paul kept a very close relationship for the church for a long time.
而且腓立比教会又是唯一的一个在经济上支持他传福音的教会。Church
of Philippi was the only church which provided financial assistance or support to Paul's missionary life.
所以保罗在每逢想念他们的时候呢，每逢为他们祈求的时候，都会喜上心来啊。And
therefore, every time when Paul remembered them or prayed for them, joy was filled his heart.
这个有没有乐在眉梢的那种感觉？身在监狱里头。So
do you see the joy in his face?
所以这实在是传道人和信徒之间所应当追求的。 所应当建立的互信互爱的一种属灵关系。
So this ought to be the relationship every minister has with his flock.
为了福音的缘故而建立起来的情深意厚的关系。
An intimate, loving, spiritual relationship established on the foundation of the gospel.
那从接下来腓立比书1章5到6节所展示的是保罗 与腓立比教会这种深厚情感关系的基础。What
verses 5 and 6 show is the basis of such deep relationship.
我们可以用源远流长来描述为什么保罗会为腓立比教会感恩和喜乐。We
can use the word long-lasting and well-establishment to describe their relationship.
你看第五节是这样讲，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。The
verse 5 says, because your partnership in the gospel from first day until now,
同心合意的兴旺福音，我相信许许多多的布道会，许许多多弟兄姐妹们对这一句经文是耳熟能详了。
In the Union Chinese translation, the word partnership is translated into with one mind and is all too familiar to us.
但是现在许多解经家认为呢，这里需要做一点点的调整。But
many biblical scholars would say that this word need to be modified a bit.
同心合意这个词儿，实际上它更接近于有份。
或者叫团契。See, this word partnership, or in Chinese translation, one mind, is linked closely to partake or fellowship.
那我试着找出了腓立比书1章5节8种版本的经文，大家来看一下。So
I found 8 different translations to compare.
新译本说是在福音的施工上有份。 现在中文译本说，在传福音的工作上一直都协助我。那吕振中的译本说，你们在福音之推广上就有了份。天主教的思高本说，就协助了宣传福音的施工。So
the New Translation says you partake in the work of the gospel. In the Modern Translation says to be the co-worker of a mission work. And another translation said, you have participated in spreading the gospel. And the Scofield Bible says, you have helped, assisted in the missionary work.
我找了3个英文的版本, NIV版本, ASV, 就是 American Standard Version, 还有 King James. 你看这里边, partnership in the gospel, fellowship in the furtherance of the gospel, fellowship in the gospel.
No translation necessary.
所以读了这些经文后，大家可能会明白了。我在这里并不是要吹毛求疵，对这个同心合意兴旺福音。So
I'm not trying to be picky here.
"同心合意"这个词儿非常非常的美。 但是用在腓立比书1章5节这里可能不太合适。
Having one mind is a beautiful description of their working relationship, but it's not precise
或者
here.
叫不太准确，就像我的名字一样，杨小燕。那个燕子是三个火，大家一看这三个火，可能就会断定这里边是熊熊燃烧的火，是不是？
I use my own name as an example. The last word of my name is made up by three fires. If you think about three fires, maybe you will think about a raging fire with high intensity of heat.
其实两个火的热度是最高，炎热。
However, there's another Chinese word that's only made up by two fires, and that actually conveys the meaning of intense heat.
那三个火的意思呢，就是摊开、分散的意思。
But this word made of three fires, on the other hand, is describing the fire is breaking apart, spreading apart.
三个火的热度比两个火的热度是温度降低了，但是呢，它又像烟花一样，像焰火一样，是分散开来的面积。
The intensity of heat of this three fire word actually is lower than the two fire word, and it is because the three fire word is like exploding firework that the fire was widespread.
那同样的道理，《腓立比书》5章这里准确的讲，有份或者是团契，它体现和表达的是保罗与腓立比教会信徒之间的一种关系。
So in the same analogy of Philippians 1:5 actually speaks of a having fellowship and be part of to present this close bond between Paul and the church.
是因着福音的关系，让保罗一想起腓立比教会的信徒，就喜上眉梢的这种亲密、情深意浓的关系。
So because of this close bond as a result of partaking and spreading the gospel, that gives Paul this joyful and intimate friendship, type of emotions.
所以这就是保罗每逢想念你们、为你们祈求的时候，就会欢欢喜喜的为你们祈求的基础。
And that's why the basis upon which Paul, whenever he remembered the church or prayed for them, will bring up or spring up joy and thanksgiving within his heart.
那有了第五节所讲的过去的历史、过去的基础，我们叫渊源。那经文的6节呢，表现的就是保罗深信腓立比教会心中信徒的心中所扎根的那个神的福音的事工，必须能够继续的承传下去，也就是感恩和喜乐的基础的渊源，后面的流长以及未来。
So, because of the long-lasting intimate bond between Paul and the church in verse 5, he can then say in verse 6, they shall be well-established expectation for what is to come in the future.
那保罗他凭什么有这份信心呢？实际上就像刚才长老分享的一样，是因为神动了善功，是那位神，不是因为我们个人想怎么样就怎么样。
So where does Paul's conviction come from? Upon God, who is the originator of this good work.
所以保罗一想起他跟腓立比教会同工之间的过去以及未来，他就会一种欢喜的心，即便是在监狱里。
And therefore, based on his historical foundation, and Paul was convinced that the future will also be bright, therefore, that helped him to be joyful even under imprisonment.
所以他相信神能够成全这个善功，包括腓立比教会将会采取各种方式继续不断的传福音。
So he believed that this good work will be brought to its perfect completion.
他相信腓立比教会 仍然会持续的在经济上资助他传福音。
He also deeply convinced that the Church of Philippi will continue to support him financially.
他也相信腓立比教会的信徒将和他一同继续的经历福音，而活出那福音的美好的见证。
He also believed that the people in the Church of Philippi will continue to live a life that will reveal the true nature of the gospel they were preaching.
那体现保罗在那种环境下的心态。我们来想想，在我们生活中，大家有没有搭乘那个交通渡船的经历？
So have you, with that in mind, the situation Paul was in, then we can move forward. And then let me ask you one question is, have you ever experienced taking a public ferry?
20多年前，在中国大陆，我从河南的三门峡要渡过黄河的渡口，到山西的运城去。
So some 20 years ago, I took the ferry across the Yellow River.
在船上大概需要半个多小时，
We usually take half an hour.
因为当时的船是比较简陋，没有贡献今天的渡船呀，乘客坐的座位啊，还有拉手啊等等这些，还有顶棚啊、遮盖啊，当时非常简陋，一个大钢铁的甲板。所有的大卡车、公共汽车、小车、人力车、自行车和人行都在甲板上站立。
In those days, ferry did not have a passenger deck. Everyone, including big trucks, passenger cars, motorcycles, bicycles, rickshaws, and pedestrians, they all gather on top of a steel deck on top of the boat.
如果在这半个多小时的甲板上，当我们看到有一个人一脸的疲惫，背着大包小包的，仍然在那站着，舍不得把包放下，我们会有怎么样的感觉？
So if you, one of the passengers, you come across a weary man still carrying his heavy load on the back and not willing to unload and take a break, what would you think about him?
做了基督徒，仍然没有把我们自己肩上的重担交托给神。到了船上，却舍不得卸下肩膀上的重担。
After becoming a Christian, we still will not cast our burden on to God, and still, like this person, continue to carry the heavy load on his back.
为什么？Why？为什么？
Why？
不放心，不信任，是不是？
Is it because you are not assured enough, you do not trust God?
没有跟神建立那种可信赖的关系。
Or most likely you have not built that trusting relationship for between you and God.
怎么办呢？
What should you do then?
就是许许多多的牧者。还有教会期望大家所做的事情，常常读经，常常祷告。
So the only thing to do is what pastors and advise his members all the time. That is to read scriptures, pray, and build that relationship.
学习和神建立关系，学习交通。
And learn how to establish that close bond with God, and then learn how to hand over the burden.
那保罗和初代教会的信徒，其实他们心中都有一个巨大的盼望。
So both Paul and the early church believers all had a great expectation or hope.
大家知道他们心中的盼望是什么？
So what was that hope?
他们就是盼望在他们有生之年能够看到。耶稣，看到主耶稣再来呀！
They hoped that in their days they could still see the return of Christ.
所以他们能够坦然地面对所遭受的一切的一切，不管是欢乐、欢喜，还是苦难。
So because of that hope, they were able to face all situations.
所以保罗他自己效法主耶稣，效法耶稣的谦卑顺服那个榜样。
That's why Paul could imitate Christ's humility and obedience.
他也更期望腓立比教会的信徒效法他，效法耶稣那样去效法一种谦卑顺服的榜样。
He also hoped the people at Philippi will follow him in his example in the imitation of Christ.
使得作为一个基督徒，那种感恩喜乐的心，不单是过去，不单是现在，而且持续到未来，直到主耶稣再来的日子。
So that the joy and thanksgiving not only exists in the past, will continue to exist today, and also last into the future until the return of Christ.
腓立比书七章，还有八，腓立比书一章七节还有八节，在这个地方，你看保罗他有一个非常独特的词儿，就是意念。
So let's continue in verses 7 and 8. Paul used two unique words, feel or and
意念，还有捆锁这两个词儿，请大家注意。
To feel and chains, there are two unique words here.
也正是意念和捆锁这两个词，将腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹们，也就是他在经文讲的你们和保罗自己我之间的一种亲密的互动的关系，更进一步的呈现出来。
So these two words further reveal the close interaction between Paul and the church.
因为在第七节中，这个意念这个词在腓立比书整个的书中多次的出现。
First, the word to think appears multiple times in Philippians.
意念我们一看想到它通常呢是一种思想的范畴。
It usually means the realm of our mental capacity.
我为你们众人有这样的意念，我为你们众人有这样的意念。是藏在我心里边。
I feel this for you in my heart.
那保罗再次说的意思是他关心腓立比教会是应当的，我应当关心你们，因为你们常常的关心我，挂念我，所以我也应当常常的关心你们，挂念你们。
What he says here is that for I have you in my heart, that expected for me to have the church on his mind.Because the church have him on their mind.
所以在第八节才提出了切切的想念你们。
Because of this close bond, that's why in verse 8, he says, I long for all of you.
那所以在这个地方意念呢不单单是停留在思想的范畴这个境界而是表达了一种思想情感思想感情思想和行动。
Therefore, to think or on his mind is not limited to what appears in his thoughts, but a deeper emotion or feeling of concern which lead to real action.
所以这里面表现的就是一个是爱，再一个呢就是爱的回馈的这种情感的交流所产生的一种关系。
So here we see a interaction that is love in responding to being loved.
那有人讲了说在今天这个社会中人与人之间这种深厚情谊的这种关系好像是越来越少了是不是
So in today's world, the bond between people is no longer being valued.
那有人还说还幸好我们有教会，所以在教会中，爱是大家非常熟悉的一个名词和事情，因为我们在这里付出了爱。
People may say, fortunately, we still have church today, and people talk about love because it is usually shown in action.
但是我们的爱有时候是不是会有选择？
But do we sometimes manipulate that love a bit?
我用一个被称为叫鸡蛋里头挑骨头的词儿，就说我们的爱会不会被那么一丁点儿的所谓的吝啬捆绑起来？有的时候。
So maybe people will think I'm being nitpicking, but let me say that is our love at times restricted by our stinginess?
在加州有一间华人教会，他们看到一种异象，就是说，在他们教会周边的地区，安置了许多偷渡的移民的家庭。
So there was a Chinese church in California once received a vision. A settlement for illegal immigrants was placed near the church.
他们来自不同的国家和地区，他们的人生经历坎坷，生活状况不佳。
So these people came from different regions and countries of the world, many with very rugged life experiences.
为了带领那些劳苦担重担的人来到神的面前，所以教会的牧师同工和弟兄姐妹们经过一段时间的祷告之后，筹办了一次福音大会，是整个教会范围的邀请那些移民来的家庭、偷渡移民来的家庭到教会来。
So, in order to reach out for these weary and heavy burdened people with the gospel, the church planned a very focused evangelistic meeting.
那个福音布道会成果不小，许多人流泪、感动、决志信主。
The result was better than expected, and many people came to Christ in tears.
但是布道会结束之后，人们发现教会洗手间的卫生纸和擦手纸都不见了。
However, after the meeting, it was discovered that the paper towels and toilet papers in the bathrooms all disappeared.
厨房里边的一次性餐具也全都没了。
The disposable utensils in the kitchens were also gone.
所以在施工总结会上，就有弟兄姐妹抱怨说，以后不能再请这些档次不高的人来教会了。
So, in debriefing, some church people would say, would complain and vowing never to invite these low-class people to church again.
那牧师听完大家的总结和议论之后，说道：“感谢神，这次布道会非常成功，有许多人决志接受主耶稣。说这样的布道会，我们还要继续办。
However, the pastor, after hearing all the comments, and gave thanks to God for a successful evangelistic meeting,
那时间，
was very pleased that many people came and received Christ, and he said, "We need to hold more meetings like this."
时间过了不久，果然教会又邀请同样的人群来教会举办布道会。
So before long, another meeting was held, focused on the same target group.
那大家想象了没有？这一次呢，来的人更多。为什么？
This time, more people came than the first time. Why?
那布道会结束之后，除了有聚餐之外，又增加了一个内容。
So after meeting during the fellowship meal, there was an added agenda.
牧师在布道会结束之后对会众讲说：“对不起大家了，上一次由于我们的疏忽，洗手间的卫生纸准备的不足。”那这次呢，我们在教会的洗手间外边的走廊上，准备了几大纸箱的卫生纸。如果你们需要而不嫌弃的话，旁边有塑料袋子，你们可以装上带回家。
So the pastor said to the crowd, "We apologize for not making enough toilet paper available last time. So this time, we have placed boxes of toilet papers and paper towels in the hallway, and you may use the plastic bags next to the boxes to carry some home if you need them."
因为在第一次布道会结束之后，牧师说：“这些连卫生纸都买不起的人们，他们需要福音，他们需要关爱。”
As it turned out, the pastor said after the last meeting that these people who could not even afford toilet papers, they need the gospel, and they also need love.
所以弟兄姐妹们，通过这个例子，我们是不是看到了，仅仅用几包卫生纸、几套一次性的餐具，就能够吸引人信耶稣、得永生， 我们何乐而不为呢？
So, brothers and sisters, mere toilet papers and disposable utensils can draw people to Christ to receive eternal life. So, why we shouldn't do it with gladness?
我就在想了，假如说我们站在超市门口，说神仙放几包卫生纸和擦手纸，来呀，拿卫生纸，拿擦手纸，得永生，有人来吗？
So it occurred to me, what would happen if we stand in the entrance of a supermarket with boxes of toilet paper, yelling, "Come to Christ, and you shall receive toilet paper"?
还是那句话，就当我们的爱、我们的爱心被那一丁点儿的吝啬所捆绑之后，我们传福音的视觉就会模糊，我们传福音的智力就可能会变得低下。大家同意吗？
So I reiterate, if our love is held hostage by our stinginess, we lose our focus of our mission, and our intelligence for spreading the gospel will become dull.
相反，如果我们的爱心能够完完全全的释放，像耶稣那样无条件的爱我们一样，把我们的爱心无条件的释放，没有功利心的释放出去，那往往就会产生出人意料的智慧。
So, on the contrary, if we set our love free, give unconditional love like Jesus did, then our love will generate unfathomable intelligence and the power that will melt many hearts.
好，那我们从卫生纸回到这个经文里边来。
So, let's turn back to the scripture.
我们再看这个"捆锁"这个词，"捆锁"是什么意思？
Let's pay attention to the word chains. What does that entail?
对保罗来讲是一种受苦，是囚禁，甚至说是镣铐加身。
To Paul, it meant suffering, imprisonment, or being shackled.
那这对保罗来讲已经不是新鲜的事情。
Something Paul is very much used to.
但是在新约圣经《使徒行传》里边记载说，保罗被罗马兵丁捆锁，押往罗马。从表面看呢，他是失去了自由，那实际上是怎么样呢？是保罗有罗马的200个百夫长带着200的步兵、70个马兵、200个长枪手，一路护送到了当时的省城该萨利亚。
In the book of Acts, Paul was arrested and escorted to Rome. It appeared on the surface that he had lost his freedom. However, Paul had an escort of a Roman detachment consisting of 2 centurions, 200 foot soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to Caesarea.
然后又有一个百夫长带领手下的兵丁，经由海路护送。经文上写的是押运，实际上我们今天来想，是护送保罗到了罗马。
Later on, another centurion and a contingent escorted him by ship to Rome.
如果没有这些罗马兵丁的所谓的押送保护的话，很可能在路途中，保罗就会被那些狂热的犹太人所追杀掉。
So if it hadn't been with these Roman escorts, Paul would have succumbed to the plot of to be killed by the zealous Jews on the way.
给大家想过没有？这样的押送的过程实现了主耶稣复活升天之前所颁布的一个大使命。
So under such escort, it accomplished the great commission that Jesus gave before his ascension.
你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。当时的地极指的就是罗马。
Because in Acts it says, Christ said before he ascended to heaven, "Preach the gospel, bear witness for me from Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the world." And those days, that was Rome.
那更为奇妙的是，保罗在罗马被关押的2年的时间里，实际上他是在等待法庭的审判，最后是无罪释放的。
What is more amazing is that during the 2 years of arrest in Rome while waiting for trial, later on he was acquitted.
所以在保罗被关押不久, 可能是因为他罗马公民的身份吧, 他获准在罗马兵丁的看守下, 另外租了一个牢房, 另外租了一个房间, 并且可以自由地接待访客。
Maybe because of his Roman citizenship, he was not imprisoned for too long. He was released and put on house arrest. Therefore, he could rent a house for himself and receive guests freely.
那与其说是由罗马兵丁看押着，不如更确切的讲，是由罗马兵丁陪伴着，以安安全全、不受打扰、也没有人敢加害于他的这种特别的方式。
So it's more accurately to say that Paul was under the watchful eyes of the Roman guards or company Roman guards so that he could boldly and without hindrance preach the gospel for 2 full years in Rome.
所以一想到这儿，我常常就在想，每天来换班的罗马兵丁换了两年。 没准这些兵丁里边呢，都会出几个主日学老师来。
So it's not impossible through all the shift changes, different group of Roman guards will hear the preaching of the gospel and become Sunday school teachers later on.
所以你手中的圣经，你看一看第十二节怎么讲的。第十二节说：“弟兄们，我愿你们知道，我所遭遇的事。” 是更叫福音兴旺。
That's why in Philippians 1:12, Paul says, Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel.
这就是保罗被捆锁的经历。This
is his experience of imprisonment.
所以应了那句话，说是保罗可以被捆锁，传道人可以被捆锁。 但是福音不被捆锁。So
Paul过大陆，文革的时候，多少传道人被关押在监狱里边。所幸的是，他们关押起来被保护了。如果在外边，可能被批斗死。所以出来以后，那几个传道人广传福音。And that's why they're saying during Cultural Revolution, when there were many ministers of the gospel were put in prison. Paul can be put under chains, ministers can be put under chains, gospel can never be put under chains.
北京有一个传道人叫袁向臣，他在监狱里边足足被关押了21年。出来之后有一次，有两次是不准公开的聚会，那他就在一个工厂内部的游泳池里边，一次为300多人施洗。后来呢，还是有所影响。 最后就拉着那人到北京郊区的河里边，又是300多人施洗。So
there was a minister of the gospel in Beijing who was imprisoned for 20 some years. Finally, he was released. They could not openly preach gospel, and therefore he used a swimming pool in the factory to baptize 300 afterwards. And later on, still under restrictions, so he had to take another 300 people outside the city and baptize them in the river.
所以第七节说，无论我是在捆锁之中，是辩明正式福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。大家注意，这个恩就是恩典。如果再说的白一点呢，就是一种特权，神特别赐福那些。 经历苦难的传道人，经历苦难的信徒，给他们一种特别境况下的一种特权。So
in verse 7, second part of verse 7 says, All of you share in God's grace with me. The grace is a spiritual grace from God during defending and confirming of the gospel. It's a privilege for those who suffer for Christ.
这种特权就带出来了第八节，我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是上帝可以给我做见证的。
Because of such privilege, it It brings in verse 8, it says, God can testify how I long for you, all of you, with the affection of Christ Jesus.
那在教会的生活中，我们常常会按照刚才读到的《使徒行传》一章八节所颁布的大使命，为神做见证。
So in the church, we frequently talk about God's great commission to preach gospel and bear witness for God.
但是我们看保罗在这里讲到，这是神可以为我做见证的。
But here Paul says, God bear witness for me, for him.
不知道大家思考过一个问题了没有？就是当我们勇敢地站出来，在众人面前为神做见证的时候，实际上这从某种意义上来讲呢，是我们有良心的表现，因为我们得着了恩典，我们要讲出来。
So have you ever wondered that when we boldly testify for God before people, we are actually compelled to do that by the grace of God and love that came with it.
所以我想在这里问大家，我们有没有想过，我们能够勇敢地站出来，为我们对神的爱而做见证？我就是爱神。
Have we ever thought that we could boldly testify our love for God?
所以保罗他之所以敢讲说神可以为我做见证，是因为他从心里边，从他的生命里边表现出来的，他就是爱神，不单单是从神那里得恩典，而要有回馈。我就是爱这位神，因为他爱。
So because of his love for God that's shown in actions, he can boldly claim that God will testify for him.
保罗多次提到，神可以为他做见证，多美。
Many times, Paul mentioned that God testifies for him.
保罗之所以敢于放胆地呼求上帝为他自己做见证，是因为他知道他爱上帝，他爱上帝，他用爱上帝的爱去爱腓立比信徒，也从腓立比信徒那里回馈到爱。
And the reason
这就是一种关系。
The reason Paul boldly called on God to testify on his behalf is because he knew he loved God and loved people in Philippi.With God's love,
那通过保罗的这一段祷告，我们平时在祷告的时候，是不是也常为别人的事情祷告
？And that's the relationship between Paul and the Church of Philippi. Do we also pray for others in our prayer?
我们是否每逢想到我们在教会一起同工的弟兄姐妹的时候？总是欢欢喜喜的祷告呢。
So do we think of our co-workers in church and pray for them with joy?
所以我相信，当我们想到我们都是为了福音的施工一块去同工的时候，借着祷告，我们弟兄姐妹之间所有的误会都会烟消云散。
I deeply believe that when we are reminded that everything we do in church, we do for the sake of the gospel, and therefore through prayer, all misunderstandings will be lifted like the fog.
愿神帮助我们像保罗和腓立比教会的信徒那样，因着神爱我们，我们爱神，我们爱人，然后从人那里回馈。那个爱的这种关系，好不好
？So may God help us to be like Paul and the Church of Philippi, through God's love for us, our love for God, and our love for each other, we could love brothers and sisters, and receive the same love in return.
愿神的话成我们互相的帮助和勉励。
May the word of God be our mutual encouragement.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
God, thank you for giving us your word, precious word.
愿主您的话语帮助我们度过我们每一天的生活。
May your word help us to live our daily lives.
让您的话语在我们的生命中，不管我们处于什么样的状态下，我们都有一颗感恩喜乐的心。
So we'll have thanksgiving and joy in all the days, no matter what our circumstances are.
因为我们知道，神您爱我们，我们也愿意爱主您，我们也愿意我们和弟兄姐妹之间的爱互相的流通。
So we know that God, you love us, and we want to love you and also have the same love among our brothers and sisters.
愿主您的圣灵与我们同在，陪伴我们走我们的生命路程。
May your spirit be with us and accompany us in our daily walk.
这样的感恩祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.